evaluate?
Yeah, yes.
Alright, if you don't mind me asking, what time of year is that for you?
Hello, Lehman's.
Hey, is Harold in by chance?
No, Harold's no longer with us.
Okay, is are you the one that took over?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Ron.
Hey, Ron, this is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fine.
Right on. The reason for my phone call is I'm actually just following up on an offer I sent out about a month ago in regards to some financing you've done in with Case New Holland in 2013. I just want to see how business was going and see if you guys got any room for equipment or capital needs over there.
Well, not at the moment. But maybe later on, yeah.
Like when do you look at the finances for the year?
Probably at the beginning of the year, beginning of next year.
Have you ever thought of buying equipment before that so you can take advantage of Section 179?
Well, yeah, that's a possibility. So maybe in December or something, early in December, we might look into that, yeah.
Are you talking about bringing in on tractors?
Probably a combine is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And do you finance used equipment or
yes, new and used equipment, correct?
Okay.
And then you buy it, and then do you rent it out, or you sell it to other farmers?
Probably, I would either use it or do custom work with it.
Okay. So the customers that you do get, are they mostly farmers, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Do they ever ask for financing by chance, or they always use cash?
Sometimes they ask for financing.
Okay.
So if I sell a piece of equipment, then I could you could finance it, or offer financing to the buyer. Is that
most definitely? Only if they're a business owner is the thing. We don't do any consumer lending. If they obviously own a farm and they have a business, we can definitely help them out, of course. And so how often would you say someone asks for financing?
Not real often, but maybe three or four times a year somebody will ask something about it, and I hadn't really had worked on a way to do that, so.
Right on, yeah, well, we would definitely be happy to take care of that for you, whatever makes it easiest for you. You said you're thinking about bringing on a combine at the end of the year, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, and how long, what would you make on that?
I haven't really done any figuring on that,
the ROI and stuff like that. Yeah, no worries. How much would one of those things cost?
Well, I think this would be one used one that's roughly $12,000 unit, I believe.
Okay, right on. Have you looked anywhere else for financing before?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, so I kind of caught you at the right time then. Sounds
that's
like.
Right. Yeah.
Right on. How did you pay for your other equipment before? Did you finance them, or you paid with them for cash?
More or less. A lot of the times when I buy some, it's on a 30 days, open account, but I have to pay for it within 30, 60 days, depending.
Yeah, net 30 or 60 is what you're saying. Okay,
yeah.
Right on. And you're mostly, when you buy equipment, is it mostly combines or tractors, or what is that looking like?
Mostly, well, it varies. It's sometimes tractors, sometimes tillage equipment or hay equipment. It just depends on what
kind of what the need is or the season?
Yeah, what the need is, yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. So let me get this straight. Your business is mostly buying this kind of equipment and then renting it out to farmers, or you sell the whole thing to them?
I usually try to sell it. That's mainly what I do. I don't do a lot of equipment. I do mostly repair
services?
And service and
gotcha.
Sell parts. And but when from time to time, I can sell different pieces of equipment too. So.
Okay. And how do you how's your business going from last year? Is it growing?
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, slowly. Not a lot, but there is it grew probably 10% over last year. Something like
that. Oh, that's not bad. Right on. What do you attribute to that growth? Are you doing something different in terms of marketing, or you think it's just word of mouth, or why are you growing?
Word of mouth, and I'm been doing a little more advertising and promoting it, so I think between the two, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you think, do you think you would, you know, experience more benefit if you were to market a little bit more? Could you handle like more demand if that were to happen?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably the key, is to get the word out to people of what I'm doing here. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way that, you know, you're going to grow. But, I mean, word of mouth, it sounds like you're doing a good enough job where, you know, you know, people are starting to take notice, which is great.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, yeah, so... Well, great. Yeah, the reason why I ask that is because we also have, besides the equipment financing, we actually do capital, working capital lending as unsecured cash. So if you ever wanted to, you know, leverage our cash so you didn't have to risk your own and, you know, put your money towards other parts of your business while I was like, you know, getting at the marketing, but you could really honestly use it for anything like payroll or, you know, what have you. If that's an interest of yours, you know, we also do that. Let's be frank. Yeah, I want to get to the main part. You know, it sounds like you need this piece of equipment. I want to help you out here. And also, you know, customers, if they ever come through, what's a good email I can get to, shoot you an info?
That would be, Lehman. It's LEHMAN.
Okay.
At online Mac. So that's onlinemac.com.
MAC.com. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to send you a couple emails. One email is going to have attached the working capital application and the equipment financing application. Both of them are really simple. They're both just one pages. And with those emails will be, you know, what you'll need to with the application. But you said you weren't looking to do it till the end of the month. But what I can do is, you know, we can get the ball, let's get the ball rolling on this. You can send, you know, fill out the one page application, send it back to me. And once we get approved with all those documents, the offer will be good for 90 days. And so, you know, if you ever decided that you needed the combine earlier than the end of the year, you know, we would be able to get you the money when you needed it the next day, basically.
Oh, okay.
That sound good?
That sounds great, yeah.
All right. And then apart from that one email, I'm going to send you another email that has the vendor application attached from it. And then you can just print those out. And then when someone asks you, you can just give it to them and then fax it over to me. And I can take care of them within 48 hours.
Okay, great. All right.
Awesome. All right, Harold, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to wrap these emails up and I'm going to send them out. And I'm going to follow up with you on Friday or so to see if you received them and just make sure, you know, everything went through all right.
Okay, all right.
All right, Harold, man. Good to talk to you. And I'll follow up soon. We'll talk soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, man. Take it easy. Bye.
Okay, all right, bye.